I think if Eskom was to get its 36.15% tariff hike, that translates by Eskom's own application. They disclose that that translates into a almost 44% increase to municipal customers. So we're not talking about 36% for us as consumers in Cape Town, supplied by the City of Cape Town. We're talking about 44%, and that is before the City of Cape Town's added unregulated surcharges on top of that. So, I mean, that's a devastating number, because that's, we're talking about almost a 50% increase for customers. And the tragedy is that for affluent customers, high net worth customers, they won't feel this pinch, because they've bought solar panels and they're off grid. So it's going to be poorer and middle income families who are going to bear the brunt of this cost if it's approved.
Now, last year we saw that the City of Cape Town increased tariffs by 2.5% above what NERSA approved. You heard what the response of Mayor Gordon Lewis was, that this increase is necessary when it comes to absorbing the cost, or at least trying to absorb the costs of this electricity increase. What do you make of that?
Well, I did hear what the mayor said, and I've heard him say it similarly before. You know, I think there's a duty on the mayor to be completely transparent with the people of Cape Town. First of all, it's not just last year that they increased above the approved tariff hikes. They increased it the year before as well. So we're talking about in 2023, NERSA approved 7.4%, and the City of Cape Town implemented 9.6%. In the last financial year, 2023-2024, NERSA approved 15.1%, and the City of Cape Town introduced 17.4%. So we're already paying about 4% above what NERSA's approved. And it's simply not true what he says when he said it's about streetlights, because included in the application to NERSA, the City of Cape Town includes the cost of servicing streetlights as an additional tariff that we all pay and contribute towards. If the mayor had read his own court papers, which I've read, he would see that what the city is arguing in court when they're challenging NERSA's refusal to allow them to charge these higher tariffs, what the city is saying is that their sales volumes have declined because people have gone off the grid, and also because of load shedding. And because of the decline in electricity sales, they've lost revenue. And they can't absorb that loss of revenue, which is about 900 million rand, because the costs of operating the city don't allow it. So the hypocrisy is that this has got nothing to do with streetlights. Those are already regulated by NERSA. This is about the city encouraging people to go off-grid and put solar panels on their roofs and be completely power independent, if they can be, and load shedding happening, which reduces the volume of sales of electricity. And the city saying, we can't cope with the reduction in the drop or the reduction in sales of electricity, and therefore we should charge the people who are still on the grid more. And so it's a dishonest answer. And to make it even worse, they're now taking NERSA to court for both of those financial years. And we, the people who buy the electricity, are paying for that legal challenge in order for the city to charge us more.
So what does this mean for the poorest citizens of the mother city? We know that Cape Town is already called or known as one of the most unequal cities in the world. A lot of people would say that Cape Town caters more towards the rich. And if we are facing increases that are tailored towards getting people off grid, as you just mentioned, what does that mean for the citizens of Cape Town that can't afford to actually do that?
Well, this is what the painful part of this process, and the painful part of the decision, the city's decision making, is that, as I said, the middle income families and poor families are the ones that are going to bear the pain of this the most, because we can't afford to put in the 200,000 rand solar panels and battery systems that allow us to detach from the grid and not have to rely on the supply of electricity by the city. So all of these increases are disproportionately carried by middle-income families and low-income families and people who have absolutely no income. So the poorest people in the city, because we can't afford to go off-grid. So the tariff decisions by the City of Cape Town, compounded by the tariff decisions that NERSA may make around Eskom, disproportionately affect middle to lower income families.
Now, we could be seeing a situation where people have to choose between buying electricity and buying food. How would this increase, if the City of Cape Town decides to again increase above nursery recommendations, how could this impact the social fabric here in Cape Town, especially when it comes to crime and things like that? Do you think the City of Cape Town is considering these things when they do increase above nursery recommendations?
Well, I don't think the City of Cape Town's decision makers consider the poorest people at all. I mean, I've just come from the Nursa hearings where I presented the Good Party's response to Eskom's application to increase their tariffs. And the people speaking before me were talking about exactly that, how they are unable to eat. A woman from the community was speaking just before me. She was talking about how she's lost weight because she's got to choose between food and electricity, that she pays 10 rand and she gets one unit. I myself, when I've been recently in communities, my most recent experience was in Mitchell's Plain, in an area that is now new RDP or basic free housing, where I met a disabled woman who has to choose between buying one unit of electricity and putting food on the table. And when she buys one unit of electricity, what she says is she can quickly boil a pot of water in order to make a meal or a warm meal, and then she sits in darkness for the rest of the night. That is not the way that the city, with all of its wealth and all of its resources, no one should have to live like that in the City of Cape Town.
We could definitely be sitting with a very, very unfortunate situation on our hands very soon, especially for the poorer individuals of the City of Cape Town. But that is all we have time for, Mr. Heron. So I do say thank you for joining us on air and sharing your insights into the City of Cape Town's stance on these tariffs.
Thank you so much.